Let's bring another guest in now. Susanna Delano is Executive Director of Close the Gap California. Susanna, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be with you guys.
So your organization helps recruit women candidates for legislative races and others. When you look at the field of candidates out there, both for the legislature and maybe for Congress as well, how well do you think women are represented in this year's group of candidates?
Well, women are represented maybe better than ever in California history, and particularly women of color. So that's something exciting, I think, for your listeners to know, is kind of bubbling below the surface of the higher profile races down ballot. We have actually shown in our tracking at Close the Gap California that a majority of the record 112 women who are running for a ton of open seats in the legislature are actually women of color, and they skew heavily Democratic. So that's really exciting.
And what impact do you think, you know, we're expecting the Supreme Court any day now to make a decision, issue its decision on Roe v. Wade,
yeah,
possibly strike it down? What impact do you think that has on mobilizing women voters and women of color in particular?
Right. So women voters do mobilize in the face of a serious threat to reproductive rights, even in California, where, you know, we're lucky enough to be serving as the nation's sanctuary state, it looks like, for the foreseeable future. Most recent example being in 2018, where women of color in particular turned out in higher numbers and declined to state women as well, voted for Democrats to send a message to Trump. So I think there are a handful of races, you know, in purple districts, and then also even in safe Democratic districts, where there's a mismatch between some of the top candidates in terms of their endorsements from the likes of NARAL, Black Women for Wellness Advocacy Project, Planned Parenthood. And if voters are keyed in and really looking for those true champions on reproductive health, who really are the ones who have defined California's status as the nation's gold standard on choice and abortion access, they're out there in droves.
Susanna, do you think, though, that on some of these races, I mean, I know that in some of these statewide races, we've been talking about attorney general, but in the controller's race, we've heard, you know, Democrats trying to raise alarms saying, look, this might seem like a moderate Republican, but in the case of controller, they could, you know, control the state's purse strings around paying for abortion access, things like that. Do you see that as a clarion call for voters heading into November, even in a state like this? I mean, there's so many other things on voters' minds as well.
Yeah, I think it's a big ask of voters to dig that deep, but I do think some will. You know, Malia Cohen, for example, candidate for state controller, has some endorsements from groups that are, you know, focused entirely on choice, and that is significant. So I think you could see it. The reality is it's really not an accident that California is as far ahead as we are on abortion and choice. And that's really primarily from my point of view, and I'm speaking as a former staffer in that space, is because of women champions in the state legislature primarily, who have forwarded really groundbreaking laws over the years to put us in this position to be a refuge.
What impact do you think, you know, we have some races where we have Republican women running to hold on to their seats, Michelle Steele in Orange County and Young Kim in Orange County, mostly Los Angeles now in the new district. What impact do you think all of those issues could have on them, you know, who belong to a party that is, you know, widely and clearly and rightly seen as opposing abortion?
Yeah, well, I, you know, honestly, I think you'll see that pick up more as we head into the general and, you know, outside groups are able to let voters know what the stakes are. But I do think you've seen candidates like Christy Smith, for example, at the congressional level campaigning since way back in December on choice and saying that's going to be really the clarion call to voters in that area. So again, I think where the endorsements are there, where there's support and stakeholders who are invested, voters do have a chance to see that very, very stark difference between candidates like the ones you mentioned.